And I want to hear from Derek Cunningham, owner of Cary Brewing Station. And we asked him, we recorded this interview earlier this week, asked him, how does one get into having a brewery?
Well, thank you, Rex, first of all, and WKXA for having us over here at Cary. And welcome to Cary Days here and on a Friday. But what I think is interesting, I always call ourselves the backwards brewer because almost everybody starts out home brewing and does all this. Well, we are kind of the other way around. We started growing ingredients. So the hops were the original part for us, and I'll get to that in a second. But really using locally sourced ingredients were what really got us started here at the Cary Brewing Station. So my son and I started a hop yard called Arcadia Buckeye Hops. We're the largest hop yard in all of Arcadia in Hancock County, I do believe. And we have been growing hops since 2014. And we got the idea from an extension at Ohio State and went through some of those courses and went with it and just started with two rows, and now we're up to 14. We have about 10 different varieties of hops, which add different flavors to your beers. Which certainly, as we moved along with that, we understood that we were probably going to open this brewery, and having more than one variety was going to be really beneficial to us. So you take that with your malting barley, which we get from either Columbus Grove, right outside of here, not too far, or down by Marysville, two other farms there, and we put that together with our local hops to create an all-Ohio beer. So water, yeast, hops, and malting barley create your local beers, locally sourced beers, here at the Cary Brewing Station. And that's kind of how we got our idea to get started with the brewery. Now, where we're at is the old Lanning Motor Sales, Wagner Motor Sales, and this building's been around for almost 100 years now. And kind of right in the heart here of downtown, we did some refurbishing in this in 2020, and that was the year that we opened. So that was a very interesting year for us. We didn't know anything but COVID when we started out. We just knew COVID. So from there, we branched out and obviously moved through the COVID process and created a brewery that we think has 23 taps. Well, it does. One of them is a local wine, Gillig Winery, just based out of Findlay. Two out-of-state guest taps. Then the other 20 are either our own beers or beers from here from the great state of Ohio.
This is actually the first time I've been in the Cary Brewing Station, so I love it so far. And you have an Oktoberfest coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes, on the 22nd, it's going to be a big day here at the brewery. We're going to have kind of our third Oktoberfest, kind of maybe second officially. And ours is a little different. We use what we call a tap takeover version. So if you've been to some of the other ones, they're outside, they're doing whatever. Ours is all going to be in-house. If you come over here that day, we're going to get you a souvenir glass, 5 ounces. And for a certain amount of money, you're going to be able to get numerous tastes of different beers. And we're going to have all 20 of our beers are going to be from the state of Ohio, like I said before. But this is going to be even more unique. We're going to have some regional beers, mostly from Northwest Ohio. So doing that. That day we also have an art and craft show. We're going to have a food truck available that day, and then we have Whiskey Over Water, a local country and kind of rock band that's going to be playing here that evening. And of course, as always, the Buckeye game, where they're going to be playing Iowa that day, will be on one of our 7 televisions. So we think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity to be over here at CBS.
Very good. Now tell me, Derek, what do you love about Cary?
Well, I was fortunate to be around Cary for the past 31 years and now make it 32 as I taught school here at Cary High School and run the local marketing education and DECA program. So I'm not originally from Cary. It's certainly my adopted hometown. So this building basically became an opportunity for us, and we thought there's going to be a great space for us to have a brewery, kind of long and kind of not so much lean like some of the other what I call shotgun bars. We're a little bit broader with a patio out front, parking in the back, and so it created a unique space for us, and we thought this would be a great opportunity to keep our business here in Cary and keep locally sourced products available.